This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Wow. Another week. Another amazing installment of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner. That's right. You're listening to America's favorite game show for fags, WWTBAFDRW. I'm your host, Manuel Gapian, and as someone who's never even come close to being on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win. Will this week's guest gag us down boots and take the crown, or go home early because she misunderstood the assignment? Only time will tell. Please welcome the incomparable, the hilarious, the stunning pair of comedians, Willem and Kit Williamson.
Hey, hello.
Hi, gals. How you doing?
No complaints, no rest.
love it. What's been up? How's our December going?
December's been great. We just put out the fourth and final season of Eastsiders, the series, which is a darkly comic look at the life and relationship of a gay couple in Silver Lake, California, and the sad and funny messes that they make out of their lives. Did I do it okay? Did I pitch
Come
okay?
Come on, logline. elevator pitch the house down. I'm so excited. It's out. It's like now, like, officially all on Netflix, right?
It's out there worldwide. Subtitled in over 30 languages, so wherever you are, you can fucking watch it.
I can speak Moroccan. Probably.
Probably.
Prove it. Right? Prove you can't.
Because, wait, is Moroccan his own language or is it Arabic?
I don't know.
Okay, but in Morocco, they get down with Eastsiders.
Maybe.
Turkey?
I can only assume. I do actually know for a fact that we talked about this on
that
Willem's
I am
podcast.
Turkish, for sure, on it. Mm-hmm. They have a Turkish version. Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, there people send us screen grabs with the closed captioning on in different languages, and that's one of my favorite things. I've been like, well, I don't know what the fuck this moment was, but I know it translates into Chinese somehow.
Yeah, I look skinny in Turkish.
You know what they say? Well, you know, the camera adds 10 pounds, and they only have half of one, so you lose 5 pounds immediately.
How many cameras are you wearing? No.
Well, if you're not wearing 8, you're not doing Alyssa Edwards, right?
If you're not wearing cameras, are you even doing drag?
Not at all. No. No, I've been a fan. I have not seen the new season yet. As I was telling you before we started, season 3 gave me a lot of gay breakup PTSD.
Good.
Oh, yeah, you had a gay breakup, huh?
Yeah, I had a gay breakup. In a nutshell, it was we were at, what's it called?
There were nutshells in the cookies?
I mean, yeah, and that's why I sued for a cool meal. Mm-hmm. Sued for a cool meal. No, I was at Twin Peaks, and my boyfriend at the time, terrible, who, as you admitted, really diagnosed, I told you I couldn't bottom for him, and you said
that you didn't love him enough.
And I think you're right.
Yeah, if you love it enough, anything can fit.
Yeah, yeah.
You want it. Oh, yeah. You need it.
Boy loves a traffic cone very much.
My whole
the Willem story.
I need to register that with the WGA.
Oh.
Some people wait a lifetime for a cone like this, but we were at Twin Peaks. Our relationship was doing terribly. And he was like, hey, let's like bring a third person into the bedroom tonight.
Cool.
Which I know, right? It would, if I liked him, I would have been like, fuck yeah. But there was already so much discord and like that I was like, no, this is like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg.
Oh yeah. And if a threesome destroys your relationship was already destroyed. It's just calling us, you know, it's calling it out. It's calling it what it is. Being like, well, we cannot sustain having a third person naked with us, so like that's just that. You can't sustain it. It's not gonna work. It wasn't working to begin with.
Wasn't gonna happen.
I just think threesomes can be like really slow, private, speed dating.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just go to one, and then you go back. Sometimes it's like confusing. There's only so many things you can do comfortably with 3 people, mm-hmm. or 4 people, or 5 people.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got the London Bridge.
Yeah, sometimes the novelty just wears off, and you're just like, ugh, somebody needs to come.
Well, that's actually the hardest thing, I feel like, when who says to who's going to come. Because coordinating two people coming, it's a little complicated, but it's doable. But orchestrating three comes.
I mean, if everybody gets sweaty at the same pace, everybody should come at the same pace eventually, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. Like, everybody, like, good 25 to 45 minutes. Don't try to fuck me for an hour.
It's like synchronized swimming.
Yeah. This is another humiliating story. In college, I was in a threesome, and I was first out by, like, a mile. Like, I really misread the room, and I was like, oh, I can't.
Order the pizza.
Yeah, that's great advice.
Be useful, at least. If you can't be good, be quick.
Start cleaning the bathroom.
That's how I wrote Boys the Bottom. I started vacuuming after a three-way, because the three-way was going really badly. It was our third time with the guy. He promised he would fuck me, and he never did. So my phone rang, and I answered. Then I went back up to the three-way. He was getting nailed to the headboard, so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go vacuum. Vacuuming is the international sign for leave my home.
Yeah, vacuuming is an act of aggression.
So they came down, and they were all done. I was like...
Giving discontented housewife in the 1950s. Aggressive vacuuming.
Yeah, with the Dyson real loud.
Willem, should we talk about the article that tore apart the gay universe just a couple months ago?
it was a fracture.
It was a disaster.
The community was up in arms. It was hilarious, but I was in the top 10 at least. So.
Yeah, yeah, deservedly. But the pictures...
Is it more of a fissure than a fracture?
...were goddamn awful.
Mine were great.
Yours were good?
Mine were great because I wouldn't let him get that close to me with the camera. I had that weird makeup on too. Uh-huh. And when he said he wanted to get that close, I said, no, I'm best in the wide.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody else could have looked a little bit better. But I think it's cool. They fooled us all into doing it by saying it was covers. And they forgot the very important word, digital covers.
Yeah.
It's a
fucking marketing ploy.
Yeah.
And then after you're in a magazine, sometimes these Time Life bullshit commemorative things say, let us get this article for you and we'll mount it on a board so you could have it in your office. And I kept getting these emails from them and I was like, what the fuck? I don't want to remember this. Although the picture is good.
That's amazing. Well, great. We all got tricked. They flubbed everything about it and it's behind us. Now we're acquaintances, and I'm happy. I'm happy about that. I'm not going to push it. I'm not going to be crazy.
Oh, you guys are talking about that.
Remember?
Oh, I remember this. Yes.
It was a disaster.
I mean, I should have been. I wasn't. I was just ticked that someone was like, there's a game that put out cards of us too. Uh-huh. And the guy that did it is a photographer. Mm-hmm. And it just rated us arbitrarily, like performance, style, wit. Looks like literally in those words, and one of mine was like a 75 or something. I was like, fuck you, dude. Like, I was this photographer when he was starting. He asked me to do like a session with him, and I was like, sure, I'm in England, you can come take my picture. And then after that, he shot like probably 20 more girls from Drag Race.
Yeah,
and I was just like, why would you participate in this? Like, you're kind of dragging us, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And then that the magazine thing, some of the shit that they wrote was just. Like
so
tawdry
and
tactless.
Yeah.
And just so many things that it would have been just like, if you ever would have gone up to that person, you would never say those things type of thing, unless you wanted to be an asshole for some reason.
Yeah.
But just, I'm glad I was, you know, knife.
It was almost as though the list was named by somebody different than the person that put the list together. Because it was like the 100 most influential, and then number 18, this person's known for being a useless cunt. That was literally the way that some of them read.
12 straight people who I regrettably said yes to because I was like, this big company is asking me to contribute. I contributed actual facts. They used fake facts.
The editor is the one who's really to blame because I'm sure all the contributors had like great stuff to say or funny stuff. And then the editor was the one that just like held that pen finally and like said, I'm going to make some of these people feel like shit.
Yep.
Like we're real people. We're not just like trading cards.
Yeah, it was really stupid. And then something strange happened where I went online and said, this is bad. I'm a disaster. I'm sorry. But an episode we recorded weeks before had come out afterwards making me look like a real wishy-washy lunatic. You know what I mean? Where I was just like talking to this editor being like, well, the article's going to be great, isn't it? So, whatever. It's in the past and may it burn in hell. Are you guys ready to play Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay, can I explain the rules to you?
Yes, please. I was texting the first time. And I still need to check in on that, actually.
There are 14 multiple choice questions, Willem and Kit. Each question has a correct answer worth 1 point and a wrong answer worth 0 points. Additionally, some questions may be trick questions or provide bonus question opportunities. You need 10 or more points to make the top four, and you need 14 points to win your fake season. Your only lifeline, if you choose to use it, is Phone-A-Fag, which allows you to call a queer in the community. And of course, kikiri and talking it out is highly encouraged. Are you ready to play?
You read that every time?
Yeah, I read that every time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Somebody's got to do it.
Someone's got to do the hard work.
Felix Mattress.
Let's play Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner. This is the first time we've had a Rue girl here. This is going to be really interesting to see how this plays out. Your drag name is the name of this first question.
Willem.
That's correct. No, do you pick, in this weird hypothetical world, Bubbly LaCroix or The Mystery Machine?
These are drag names?
These are fake drag names.
I sit in judgment of these names.
Well, maybe it's a trick question.
Terrible drag names.
Bubbly.
Read them down. Read
I'll
them
do
down.
Bubbly.
If you had to pick one.
If I had to pick.
You could also say none.
I'm also going to pick Bubbly LaCroix if these are our two options, because at least it sort of sounds like a drag name, whereas The Mystery Machine is not a drag name at all.
No.
Not into it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I've recorded your score, and at the halfway point, I'm going to let you know which ones you got right.
Okay.
Based on a jury of our peers who decide.
Yeah, yeah. There's a panel of judges,
you know,
as you can
I
tell.
Won a Golden Lion.
What's that?
It's an award from Cannes.
I didn't know that.
Did you really?
A Magnum commercial I was in did, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay.
For a Magnum commercial? Oh, for Magnum ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit.
Lactose wow. intolerance. But they flew me to
for
France.
The non-dairy line?
No, I ate four of them and was just chugging lactate. Okay, keep
I've
going.
I've been nominated for a Creative Arts Daytime Emmy nominee nation. Oh, I don't know if that matters. Wait, does that count?
Didn't you almost get a Streamy too?
No, we got an Indie Series Awards, an LA Weekly Web Award. We got a Satellite Award.
But she's
award
Emmy
nomination.
Nominated.
She's Creative Arts Daytime okay. Emmy nominee.
That's what I'm trying for this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a dress. I really want to wear it.
Oh, if you're listening, Emmy nominating committee,
for your
don't you want this fucking dress? What?
I found someone to nominate me.
great.
My aunt's got two, so she said she would.
Yeah. Well, I submit you.
Work.
Yeah. So I'm gonna submit you. Of course I will.
Gag.
The check will be in the mail.
Next question. Your closest friend in the competition. Do you pick Listeria Von Poison or Gigi Lavangi Dangler?
Trick question. I've alienated everyone in the competition at this point.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I'm getting the villain edit like the second I step onto the stage.
I'm going with Gigi because I have a really good friend named Gigi and she's the most fun.
Mm.
Okay. I'm going to also go with Gigi.
I also had Aunt Gigi. She had one eye. She was fun, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I listened to this trashy Italian house artist named Gigi D'Agostino.
Uh-huh.
It's good.
Mm. Nice.
Good gay trash.
D'Agostino
sounds like a good breadstick.
You know, it's a grocery store chain in Manhattan.
That's why it sounds like a good breadstick. Real crisp.
I didn't know that.
D'Agostino's.
All I know is Gristiti's.
Mm-hmm.
And those are all filled with rats. So much. Workroom entrance line. Do you have to pick a workroom entrance line. Do you pick A, back from the gutter, you're gonna love her, this garbage queen's a true stunner? Or B, my pussy stinks and so can you?
B.
I'm gonna say back from the gutter. I'm gonna
oh wow. I'm going to say you have to pick. Can you pick one? Or am I? Okay.
Yeah, you have to pick one, don't you?
Yeah.
Or we have to do it together? Like, we have to be in agreement?
I misunderstood this whole goddamn game. You need to read them instructions slower.
Okay,
yes,
you're right.
Slow it down. Make it a 30-minute instructional podcast.
Wait,
about how to play the podcast game.
Okay, I think short and sweet's better for an entrance line.
I think you're right.
So we'll go with that.
I'll go with your choice.
Trust me, I'm a drag queen.
She's been on the show.
I didn't have an entrance line, though. I was just kind of first room, and I walked
Did
in.
Did you think about it, or you were like, I'm not going to do
As soon
that.
As I knew that I was first on, like, before they, like, started rolling, like, I could tell I was the only one, and I was waiting to go in. I knew no one else was in there. I was like, oh, so they trust me to hold the room on my own. Okay, so I'll just go in and play. So
yeah.
I
remember you, like, you calling them out, because, like, there was just moments of unfairness of, like, someone got to, like, redo an entrance.
Yeah, but that was just me being a bitch, probably, and, like, you know, in the end, like, they couldn't have redone an entrance with me when 13 people were already in the room.
Right.
But, I mean, technically, is it a fair game or is it not? And it's not. But it's a really good TV show about a fun game.
So on Eastsiders season 4, Willem actually doesn't get more than one take of anything. Yeah. One take and done.
Yeah, that's it.
It's a miracle that he doesn't break
it. I want her to be like Rue.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Even with the wedding dress trying on, which I guess that was pretty effervescent.
No, she gets as many takes as she wants.
Gag.
That was a joke.
Oh, I know. I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you. Okay, you ready for the next question?
Yeah.
Night of 1,000 Jiggly Calientes.
Oh.
This is a runway.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And you have to pick from one of these two looks. Do you serve a sophisticated redo of Jiggly's apocalyptic confetti diarrhea look.
Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, it was post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic look. Or B, a haute-couture redo of Jiggly's Mi Vida Loca yellow fantasy evening gown.
Ooh, this one cuts close to home for you, because didn't you do the Mi Vida Loca lip sync?
Of course!
Unfortunately, I did. I was the other party involved in that infraction. And Jiggly's dress was broken, the strap, and they wouldn't let her go get a safety pin before the lip sync, so I took a safety pin out of my dress, which was I had it pinned so it was like a jumper, like culottes kind of.
Yeah.
And that's why my skirt went up when I was dancing, because I took my safety pin out, put it in her dress to make it try to stand up. They were rushing us a lot.
Yeah.
So I'd say that. So okay. She could redo that. She looked great.
We'll give us all a redo of Mi Vida Loca.
The funny thing is, the hair that Jiggly was wearing in Mi Vida Loca, I wore the episode before on the boat challenge, and I won in. So
holy
she got
shit.
Sent home in the hair that I... We both bought the same wig at the hair store on Rodeo at La Cienega.
Mm. Holy shit, the exact same wig.
Yeah, because we used to go wig shopping on our days off.
Wasn't that lip sync supposed to be something different originally?
Yeah, it was supposed to be a Winona song until the night before.
Winona going to come?
We thought, because Billy B did her makeup a lot.
Right.
And Billy was a
judge. And she was there later in that season.
She's been there at some point.
A bunch. Yeah. When you do a spin and like they show you're like blurred, were you taped? Did you actually have panties?
I was taped. No, I didn't have panties on.
Yeah. I didn't know. You know, sometimes they do like a blur that's just like a fake blur.
Well, they had to, on the first time Jiggly did a split, or no, in the Born This Way one where she did a split, her legs went up so much, they were, one of her balls popped out a little bit. So the editor who was editing it was on my husband's basketball league, and he was saying that he had a copy of it, so he sent it to me. They only got one FCC complaint. Somebody phoned in about her ball, and then they had to blur it after that for repeat airings and an iTunes.
Holy shit, I've never
but
seen
it made it,
it
past.
Can you imagine being the person that watches a televised drag competition and calls the FCC to complain about a ball?
So,
like what is your life? What's your first of all?
What's
how'd you
damage?
Get here, ma'am? Karen, you wandered into the wrong fucking restaurant.
To go to a drag show and to see balls would just be like so terrible.
Oh, whose ball are we about to see?
Mm-hmm. Willem has pulled out a photo from a phone.
Oh, wow.
Looks like someone's nuts are exposed.
It's mine.
That's your ball. Oh, my God. That's like that's sizable.
Every Christmas I do, everyone's waiting for the man with the bag. As like a flasher and a fur coat. And
at what show? We'll come.
I just did
you just did it.
9 shows on tour.
Oh,
and I'm about to do Fayetteville on the 20th.
North Carolina?
No, Arkansas.
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
And then San Fran. When does this air?
Monday.
Oh, cool. Come see me in San Fran at Mother on the 21st. It's at Oasis. It's one of Heckalina's last parties up there.
Fuck yeah.
And New Year's Eve in Nashville.
Cool.
Where are you? Yeah. Are you gigging anywhere?
I'm doing a live Drag Her podcast in the new year, but not before then.
A live one?
Yeah. Live Drag Her at Oasis in San Fran.
Work.
Yeah. So that'll be good. We're still trying to get a good guest, though.
But. And for my gig, I'm going to lock myself in my bedroom, and I'm going to write things to try to make you specifically cry.
Please. Yeah, you could call it the Shade Tree, but where we actually stuck with the Shade Tree.
Is that a Shel Silverstein sequel?
The Shade Giving Tree. Okay, you ready for the next question?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Mini Challenge. Fags. A Lazy Friends parody. You have 20 minutes to become a dragged-out version of a Friends character. Do you pick A, Monica Gagger, an S&M version of Monica Geller, or B, Phoebe Boutte, a giant-assed Phoebe Buffay?
I feel strongly about Phoebe Boutte.
Me too.
Right? Just because any it's asses always work.
Or... Mine is because I don't want to have to deal with the props of S&M and the whole correlations of that character. It's too much work. Mm-hmm. PB Buffet, the gag is there. You don't have to explain any exposition. It's work smarter, not harder at this point.
I also think that if you want a kind of cheap pass on Drag Race, you just have to be really, really slutty. Mm. Like, that's kind of the snatch game pass, I think, is, sure, like, just make everything a double entendre, make everything slutty and nasty.
It works.
And you don't have to be clever at all, or you just have to just do it.
You saw me on Drag Race.
I'm familiar with your work.
That's going to come up later.
I did win a wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah, easily.
So if you're going to, like, pick between an uptight character and a slutty character, pick the slutty character.
Yeah. Okay, great. And bonus question opportunity. Can you give me a gay Friends one-liner, some sort of one-liner from the character Phoebe Buttay?
Oh, man.
Smelly ass, why aren't they cleaning you?
I was going to, yeah, that's really
that's
good.
That's it.
I was going to say smelly fish, but I think that's better.
That's kind of what I do.
That's definitely it. Great, I've recorded it. Excited to let you know if that's
a ringtone.
Is the correct. It's got to be smelly ass.
Yeah.
Next question. The tender Rue moment. Do you A, admit to Rue that you're colorblind, which makes dressing yourself in drag, like, really challenging for you? Or B, admit to Rue that group challenges are really hard for you because they remind you of the cult you escaped all those years ago?
I think you don't want to give away, like, the real goods this early on. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like if you really get your backstory out, you have to know that that's either the episode that you are winning or going home.
Yeah, a lot of people go home.
So I would say if you're crying in the workroom, you probably are going home. Mm. Just from, as a viewer of the show. So I'm going to go with, like, the soft, like, oh, it's really hard for me to be colorblind. What do you think?
I agree, because that's vulnerability. You're not admitting... You're admitting to something you can't change. There's nothing Rue can say, like, well, you really need to work hard to overcome that, and we're looking for it this weekend. That's the vulnerability the judges are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so colorblind.
Colorblind.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, for a bonus point opportunity, can you give me 30 seconds of that colorblind monologue?
You know, growing up as a little kid on television and films, I was colorblind with you on... Boston Legal. And it's really difficult for me to be this successful and this colorblind at the same time. You know, it's very challenging as the best drag queen here to have this, you know, honestly, let's call it what it is, a disability.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, we've recorded it. Willem, how do you feel about that? Attacked, snatched,
no, I
tucked, fucked.
You can't give them anything that you didn't use, and it's one of those things where, like, on the things on the runway, like, they were all, like, genuine that day, and it's one of those things where people just accuse me every time of crying, like, and faking, and we were, like, at our breaking points. They weren't feeding us right. The Kenya couldn't understand anything, and we could see that. They'd ask her questions, and she would go yes, and it would not be a yes or no answer. Like,
oh,
it would,
God,
be situations like that, and, like, we were on, like, a 14-hour day, and we had to come back out for something, for some lineup after Untucked, where we were all literally crying. We knew she was going home. We were exhausted, and, like, I, like, turned around to, like, fix myself, and they had already started, and then they were like, well, why are you crying? And then they decided to edit in where they did and make me
look like a lunatic.
Not as bad as Max. I mean, they really did it. They really did it to her. Sing something.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to make
I
you look crazy.
The moment. Yeah, like that whole fucking thing on the stair, which feels so crazy.
I mean, I just laugh now and I'm quiet usually because it's just like, you can't change it. And it's funny and who cares? It's fodder. It was a decade ago.
I thought you were a genius.
I mean,
I thought you were playing to the camera in, like, the funniest way possible.
No, because I was
surprised.
I had just been talking to... Loretta Devine about Dream Girls, like, earlier that afternoon, and, like, we had known each other from being on this, or we had met, and then it was one of those things where, like, I was handing it off and, like, as a joke, like, and then trying to round it out with, I'm gonna have to beat all these girls, like, just to lighten the mood and get back to work, you know, and it was, and they're like, do you have anything else? I was like, no, and it was over at that. It wasn't like a shade rattle moment.
Right.
Whatever. Sorry, I keep playing your question. My bad.
No, this is great. I mean, but because you tried to give him a bite, you knew you had to say something and stop talking.
Yeah.
And they made you look nuts.
Nuts.
I loved it.
You have
to. Sociopathic. But it was fine. It was good TV.
I know last time we talked, you were like, I haven't seen the Untucked of
No,
my
I started watching them
you
now
did.
Because we're on season four on Race Chaser.
Yeah.
So I've watched the first three. And I had seen the first two. I hadn't seen the third one because that's the one where I knew Milan and I got into it. And that was just
good.
Like, that was a misunderstanding though, because I was literally talking about people being on the same level. They're all wearing their shoes. I wasn't saying anybody wasn't on our level. Or specifying, I'm saying the girls who were
serious.
Yeah, it was all over shoes. I was saying the girls that can't cut it and wear their shoes and can't take them off, they're not on my level. I'm wearing my shoes. Latrice is wearing her shoes most of the time. You know, and I was talking about someone who wasn't wearing their shoes who should have gone home.
Well, and some people's shoes are Westwood, and some people's shoes are Payless.
So
this is why I would absolutely be the villain of a show. Yeah. I really thought when I was watching your season before I met you, I was like, oh, this is meta. This is self-aware. This is somebody who's like come into this environment knowing exactly what it is.
Oh, I did. And I was trolling heavily. But
you're
like,
trolling at all times.
The crying thing was the one authentic moment my whole season, I think.
Yeah. I loved it. I was there for the ride. I was so, as a viewer, fucking bummed when you went home. But it was an amazing episode of TV.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
It was amazing.
I
won the reunion.
Theory.
Yeah.
I had a conspiracy theory. I don't think I've ever told you this.
What did I do?
My conspiracy theory was that the season prior of America's Next Top Model All Stars, they had a mysterious elimination.
Because the girl was hooking. Yeah, I'm friends with the girl that won, Lisa D'Amato.
And
she owns a castle.
But they didn't even...
Latrice filmed her music video there.
Wow. She owns a castle?
Mm-hmm, in the Hollywood Hills.
But they never explained why the girl that got just suddenly eliminated got eliminated.
Right. They found out she was escorting.
Anjali?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
They found out she had profile up on escort sites or escorting in her past, whatever.
And they reshoot that finale.
Bullshit.
That's bullshit.
The reshot finale was terrible. If they didn't let hookers on Drag Race, there would be like three contestants.
But so I watching it at the time, I was like, Willem's a ringer. Willem's in cahoots with production. They brought this actual actor into the mix in order to stage all this stuff so that she could be unceremoniously eliminated without cause. They're not going to tell us why, because they didn't tell us why on America's Next Top Model. Mm-hmm. There's an antecedent to almost anything that happens in Drag Race that has happened on either Top Model or on Project Runway.
There's only one problem with that, though. They weren't smart enough to think of it. I was.
Oh. There you go.
Holy shit, you fucking heard it here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, one more question.
And everybody knows I pulled the patch on that. This is not a scoop.
This is this is a Jake Yonsei exclusive.
Oh, God.
I thought I was going to get Jake Yonsei after going on your podcast.
Oh.
Because I spilled some tea on the goss, on the hot goss. And a bunch of people did write to me and like try to like.
Nobody figured it out, though. I went on the Reddit thread to look. And I'm glad because I'm friends with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't actually
and it wasn't
want
her,
this out
It wasn't
there.
Her fault.
Yeah. Well, we're going to agree to disagree on that
one. Well, here's the thing. If someone agrees to do something, they should know that their whole day should be free waiting for a call time if there's a camera involved.
Yeah.
When they agree to it and then say, XYZ, I can't be here till this time, though, that's definitely not okay. But it was the manager's fault that should have communicated back to them. You can't come at this time. You have to be here at this time. Because any manager knows, like, call times aren't negotiable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, let's just switch the whole production and change everyone else's call time so you could be there. But
there's literally a window where you negotiate about whether or not
and
you're going to do
closed.
Something. And that window was closed.
You were throwing pebbles at it from far away going, well, I'll be there here. I'll be ready.
But anyway, part of me is like a little sad that I don't have like a ultra dramatic Jake Yonsei video with like a black and white headshot of me slowly zooming in. But I'm also thrilled because I don't actually want a negative relationship with this person. I'm not trying to start an actual fight with a real person in the world. Certainly not a drag queen.
No.
Yeah, girl, you were on Mad Men.
Okay, I mean, I could talk about this all fucking day. We have one more. This is more important.
One more question before the halfway mark.
Yes.
Yes.
Honey. And quite apropos, this one's called The Untucked Fight.
Oh, great.
In The Untucked Fight, do you A, tell a girl that her impersonation of Beyonce was embarrassing for Beyonce and that you almost jumped out your chair at her ass? Or B, tell a safe girl that she was dead weight in the challenge and should have been in the bottom?
Ooh, that's tough. I mean, I love picking on a weaker contestant, but it sounds like they're both weaker contestants. So it's low-hanging fruit either way, so it's like not that exciting of a fight because like you're coming for somebody in a vulnerable position, and that's not going to make you look very good.
Yeah, but I don't want to fuck up the Bayhive either.
Right.
If the girl did a bad impression of Beyonce, the Beyhive would be mad anyway. So I'll go with that. I think we should go with that.
Yeah, it seems like that's a more egregious offense. Yeah.
All right.
You can seem righteous. It can seem like righteous indignation. Yeah. Whereas if you're just coming for somebody for being bad, that's really unkind.
If you're not Riley Knox or Michelle, don't do Beyonce though. Stop.
Right.
Or well, Logan Hardcore.
It's bad luck on Drag Race, period.
Is
like,
it?
Well, I think like Tyra's done Beyonce.
She won. Darling.
Right.
Do you
rock, cuckoo, no. The snatch
she did
game.
Do terrible.
It was terrible.
And then singing Beyonce Halo.
And then you were there when Kenya did a Beyonce.
Some of the times I left. At one point, that's why I left, because it was so chaotic. I was like, I'm dipping on this question.
Was this the romper room?
Yeah, that was the romper room fuckery.
Yeah,
precursor
remember,
to
she
the,
got kind
the
of
unprofessionalism
sleepy.
Is
far
too
much.
Far
she
too much.
Far too much. Latrice has a shirt that says far too much.
It's so good. Yeah. You weren't there when she farted as Beyonce.
I don't remember when I was there, but I missed like two or three questions before they made me go back out because I was just going to leave and not go back. And they're like, we need you back for the final.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Beyonce is not known for her farting. I don't think she's known for
that. Don't think so. Nope, but don't think so. No, not even
once. But she's
good
at everything, so if she wanted to fart, she'd be the best at it.
Right.
What's the score at?
Yeah, how's our score?
Well, I will tell you exactly where your score is at right after this break.
Oh!
Doobadabadoo! Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing, and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back. Welcome to another thrilling halfway point in WWTBMBRW. We're going to review the scores. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Remember, you need 10 to make the top four, 14 to win the season. For your drag name, you had the choice of Bubbly LaCroix or The Mystery Machine. You chose Bubbly LaCroix. That was... correct.
Oh, okay.
You have a point on the board.
Points.
For your closest friend, you could have picked Listeria Von Poison or Gigi Lavangi Dangler. That was... correct.
Do they get longer every time you do it?
I'm having so much fun just letting the sound cue hang.
Letting it breathe a little.
You picked right. It's just a funnier name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Workroom entrance. You could have chosen Back from the Gutter, You're Gonna Love Her, This Garbage Queen's a True Stunner, or My Pussy Stinks and So Can You. You chose
correctly with my pussy stinks. And so can
wow.
you. Wow. 3 for 3 so far. How you feeling?
Galvanized, focused, and ready to take the crown.
Yeah.
Always
like my pussy
the right
stinks,
answer.
And so can you.
Happy Hunger Games, bitches. You know, for the Jiggly Caliente look, you chose the Mi Vida Loca yellow dress. That was something you've seen very close. And that was, I'm sorry, that was incorrect. I'm sorry.
I'm going to need a letter from your editor.
Me and the judges were talking about this, and we just think the apocalyptic look is more canon.
It's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, but the yellow dress has all the significance of she already knew she was going home because she got a letter under her door that morning.
Wait, can you talk to me more about that?
Sure.
I heard about this.
In the beginning of Untucked and in the Supercut commercial where it's like the dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you see Jiggly in the yellow dress pointing and yelling, saying, none of y'all got that bleeping, bleeping, bleeping. She said fucking letter under the door, and they bleeped it out. Because, you know, they can't have us talking about production. But she got a letter thanking her for her stay at the hotel.
What was that?
It was the checkout letter that anybody gets upon checkout. The hotel knew that that was Jiggly's last day there before Jiggly knew that that was Jiggly's last day there.
I can't believe there was no one there.
They knew the morning that we were going to the set who was lip syncing. There was no like challenge or anything.
Did anyone try to tell Jiggly like, oh, that was a misunderstanding?
No, because Princess had gotten one too. And girls in season 3 had. There was no misunderstanding. And
Why would they do that?
Because it was the hotel's fault. It wasn't theirs, you know? Hotel's just doing their job. You slip in a letter under the door upon checkout. Everybody gets them. But she had known, and like people were saying, Fifi was saying something like, you can't quit, you can't give up, and blah, blah, blah. And Jiggly was like, why? Like, none of y'all, like, got that fucking, they were just dogging her. And I felt bad that episode because they were dogging her because, like, you know, it was a stupid challenge. They wouldn't let us use I'll stop bitching. They wouldn't let us use the computers, and they made us have some graphic designer who didn't know how to work on a Mac. He only knew a PC.
I heard about this.
It was all true. Me and Phoebe were so frustrated, and, like, none of the fonts were right, none of the magazine covers were right. That's why when they're like, we hate your magazine, I'm like, I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, me too, you know, because they didn't give us the time, the tools, or anything.
And then Santina went, okay.
I don't give a fuck.
I love that. Holy shit. I have no idea. I've never have guessed that.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, they used the real drama, even if they gave it a manufactured tone. It's a really good show.
It's a fucking good show. I mean, I think it's my favorite season.
It's changed gay culture.
Because it's right on the bubble of produced and moments they couldn't have possibly planned for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gag. Okay, next question. So you have 3 points. For the Fags Lazy Friends parody, you chose to play Phoebe Boutte. And that answer was correct.
Yeah, duh.
Booties are funny.
4 out of 5.
4 out of 5. And for the bonus question, smelly ass, correct.
Oh, yes. We get a point for that?
You get a point for that.
For sure. If we didn't, I'd be mad.
I mean, right. That was a perfect mixture of an established thing about the show and a gay thing. Come on. So you have 5 points so far. For the tender Rue moment, you chose to say you're colorblind. As opposed to in a cult or escaped a cult. I'm sorry, that's wrong.
Oh, your contestant just went home.
I'm sorry.
Don't you Blair St. Clair me.
No. I do declare.
My argument is cults are very gaggy right now. Everyone loves cults. Everyone loves true crime. And I thought that would be more topical. Okay. I see that you're giving me a letter, sliding it under my door, telling me I'm going home today. I understand. But for the vulnerable monologue, you did get a point.
Oh, we get a point back.
You did get that point back.
Helps
so good
to have
work.
Writers with you. Brought a writer's room.
So that's six points?
17.
Eight.
Stop.
T.
I think it's 6.
T.
And you have your Untucked fight. For the Untucked fight, you chose to tell a girl that her impersonation of Beyonce was embarrassing for Beyonce, and you almost jumped out your chair at her ass. Which is correct.
Excellent.
Because going after a safe girl is like a it's even more of a waste of breath.
Yeah.
I think. So that means you have 7 points.
Okay.
I think. And you need 14 to win this fake season, or you need 10 to make the top 4.
Okay.
We ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I feel like you're really just pulling me along. I'm right on your coattails here, Willem.
No, I'm listening thoughtfully to what you say and then finding a way to corroborate it.
Okay, great.
I love it. I believe in you guys. You guys are the Shay and Sasha of this season.
Oh.
Who's who?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Now who's asking the
questions?
Only
time will tell. Because do you want to win more like challenges in the season, or do you want to win the whole season?
Sometimes it's looked at as winning All-Stars is easier because they know who they want to win pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And never mind, I'm going to stop talking about this.
About to say.
Well, you do kind of want the opportunity to come back on a second.
Yeah,
a second run.
That's what I mean.
Right, a lot of people say like winnings. And
there might be a winner season. Sasha could go back and do that. Who knows?
Yeah. They always say like they always just say it's more fun to be around than just winning. Because once you win, you're like, you're done and the fans don't have anything to chew on anymore.
Well, I think I've often thought that the fourth runner, you know, like the fourth place slot is a very coveted one to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have everybody in your camp up in arms that you didn't make it to the
right.
top three. Like if you think about like a Katya or a Latrice and like every
and
time
Alyssa,
it's like,
and also yeah, two.
It galvanizes people to your side where
right.
they're like, well, but I disagree, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. Gag. Well. You guys seem ready for the next question?
Sure.
Sure.
This question is entitled Snatch Game. Do you, A, play a really horny Martha Washington who hates her husband, or B, the female gremlin who turns out has a Xanny addiction?
Are we talking Martha Washington from the Weather Girls era or Martha Washington political?
Political.
Oh.
Political, as in George Washington's wife.
There's actually a line in the season of EastEnders where Stephen Guarino's character says about Willem's character, am I marrying the slutty gremlin from Gremlins 2?
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that in it?
Yeah. No, you're not in that scene. It was him and John.
Holy shit.
Should we phone a friend? Should we phone a fag?
Wait, you can phone a fag if you want.
What is the question again?
Yeah, which
for
is
snatch
our options?
Oh, my thing would be you could... You can make a visual statement or be a vocal performer because mm-hmm. those two things, you know, a Xanny addiction, how do you play that? You're just sleeping. You're just in cutaways.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed if you play a low energy character.
Right.
No Xannies.
And also we said earlier
horny.
That if you're horny, if you're slutty, that's
you did
an
say
immediate
that.
Like ticket to safe at least.
Go for that. History, wooden teeth, so many things.
Yeah.
Love it.
Okay,
great.
We'll, yeah, we'll go for that. We'll phone a fag later.
You'll save
yeah.
it. I do have one more bonus question for you. Do we have a one-liner from horny Martha Washington? Could use any old specifics.
Why don't you take out your wooden teeth and see me sometime? Yeah. Why don't you take out your wooden teeth and come fuck me in the ass?
Yes. The judges are nodding their heads in agreement. Any alts? Do you have an alt?
Not at all.
You look like you have an alt. Okay, no, never mind.
Chop down the cherry tree and he chopped down this cherry. He chopped down the cherry tree and he chomped on this cherry.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's fucking it. Okay. I've recorded it.
I cannot
it.
Tell a lie. I like it in my ass.
Win.
Something with sewing a flag.
That was Martha.
This
that was
is
Betsy
not
Ross.
Martha Washington. We all remember when George Washington's wife sewed the American flag, don't we, children? Teach the children.
Which hoe was that?
Betsy Ross.
Betsy.
Nice. Nice. Learning
nice.
Stuff every
nice.
Day. Who was she married to?
She wasn't married to nobody.
Doesn't
she
matter. She's her own woman.
Woman! Great. Next question. For the Fosse Verdun choreo challenge, do you do A?
Who's got the pain?
Say what?
Who's got the pain when they do the mambo? Who's got the pain when they go, eh?
A little, meh, meh.
Yeah. So what are the options?
I know, right? It doesn't involve that, which is just heartbreaking.
Oh, I love Carol Haney.
Do you A, do a tappy top hat Broadway routine to a track called All That Jizz? Or B, a foxier, snappier black box routine to a track called Big Spooger?
Spooger has liquid implied in it. They won't let that on the runway. So I say go with the first one.
All That Jizz. Yeah.
Yeah. And I literally just did an All That Jazz parody with Alaska on my last
Wait,
tour.
Really?
Yeah.
About Hot Goss. Our other podcast on Fridays every week.
Every week on the Forever Dog Network. Okay, great. Final answer?
Yeah.
Yeah. All That Jizz.
Great. Love it. Next question. The celeb critique clapback. Do you A, lose your cool after guest judge Meghan McCain starts a sentence by saying...
You could end that there and just say starts a sentence. Yeah, I'll lose my fucking cool.
For what it's worth, she starts a sentence by saying, as a Rue girl.
You know, they did call her a Rue girl. They made her an honorary Rue girl.
They tried. I think the papers are still pending, actually, because you're only a Rue girl if you've been on the fucking show.
She didn't get a notary to... No, it was not notarized.
I'm going to need a stool sample first.
I saw the fishnets. They were ripped and not notarized.
Or B, accuse guest judge John Travolta of being a closet gay, and a problem for the community.
I would love to do that.
They're never going to air that, though.
But they won't air that. Yeah.
So I'm picking what gets the airtime. What was the first one?
You're fighting with Meghan McCain about?
Lose your cool after guest judge Meghan McCain starts a sentence as a Rue girl.
They'll air that.
Yeah. I'm going with that, too. Great. I would love to get into a televised fight with Meghan McCain.
Yeah.
And I would love to interrupt her in the middle of it and say, as John McCain's daughter, and see what she does.
God, Whoopi got really mad at her today. It was amazing.
Really mad. Spitting mad. Yeah, that girl's contract is not going to get renewed.
Mm-mm.
I think, yeah.
That was so cool when Whoopi was like, she's like, I'm not going to talk. And Whoopi was like, I'd be fine with that.
Ah!
Yeah. It was great.
What was she saying before that? Because I just saw the snapback clip. I didn't see the whole thing.
Her and the lady in the middle were talking over each other. Like, the lady in the middle was talking.
Yeah.
And it was a conversation point. And then Meghan stopped talking. So the other lady started talking. Meghan started talking again, wouldn't stop talking. Uh-huh. Whoopi shut it down, tried to send it to something else. Meghan kept talking over her again. Meghan McCain.
I got something to say about Meghan McCain.
Say it.
You know, I really appreciate anybody in the Conservative Party who is willing to speak up for LGBT rights. Well, she really drops that T a lot, but she's willing to, like, at least say something moderate every once in a fucking blue moon. I do appreciate that. But you cannot position yourself as a LGBT ally and simultaneously ignore the hit pieces that your husband publishes on an almost daily basis. On the same day that she had drag queens on The View, they published a hit piece about drag queen story hour, and they published anti-trans articles. And it's like, this is, you're talking out of both sides of your dumb fucking mouth.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
Yeah, you don't get a pass.
Hottest parts of hell are reserved for those who stay neutral in times of crisis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You're either
evil
or
prevails
you're out.
When good men do nothing.
Thank you.
I love a good quote.
And that was Martha Washington.
Yes.
The creator of the American flag.
Creator of the American flag.
And the B side of It's Raining Men.
So this next question is called Condiment Ball. I'm gonna give you three different looks, two different collections of three looks.
Willem doesn't use condiments.
You don't fuck
smell
with
my
it.
Breath.
Do you A, deliver a campy ketchup packet onesie, a wasabi green kimono with wasabi wig.
Problematic.
And a mayo-inspired ball gown made of asymmetrical cotton puffs. Or B, a mustard-smeared London chic jumpsuit, a sriracha red and green Luke made of those plastic bottles, and a ranch-inspired white trash trailer look.
I like an unconventional material, like a bottle, and I think you're going to lose if you have anything mayo-themed.
And the ketchup thing would just be like a bag. They would say she didn't try. So I say the second package.
Yeah.
Second package.
Yeah.
Great. Love it. Love it. Great. And you're right. You're afraid of the appropriation-y moment that could happen.
Don't fall into the wasabi trap.
Oh, yeah. All those girls that wore kimonos.
Were they appropriating?
Were they not only uncreative, but also appropriating? I mean, Madonna did it first and she was white.
Yeah.
And they were just doing what she did.
Yeah.
Nowadays, Madonna would be considered appropriation.
Well, she dyed her hair black and straightened it.
Well, A, she has brown hair.
No, she dyed it black for the video.
Mm. Right.
Like, for the Frozen video, she had, like, stick straight black hair. Yeah, it's definitely a little, like, Frozen, 2019 unfriendly.
Frozen wasn't Asian, though. Frozen was just goth on the beach with the
right.
doctor.
Am I thinking of a different video?
No. We're thinking of the same era, though, kind of.
It's the same. They're all from Music.
Ray of Light?
Ray of Light. Oh, Ray of Light.
Yeah.
And then Music had the kimono songs.
Okay.
Sure. I'm pretty sure Music had Paradise, Not I For agree. Me, and Nothing.
Nothing Really Matters.
Nothing
that,
Really
that
Matters.
That was the Japanese one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. We cracked it.
But I don't know. I think fashion, it's actually an impossible thing to code. But I think we should be allowed to express ourselves with like different kinds of fashion.
I understand that it's probably like the whitest person that's ever been in this room that I do not get a say.
Ooh, so I know.
I'm
I know
just
going
to listen to other people and
Willem,
let them tell
what do
me
we
what
say?
I know what to say. As okay, so if you're so okay. If you, Alaska, or Courtney, explain this to me. If your race, was like bad to another race.
Right.
Marginalized
by that. You can't dress up as them.
Right.
Like, so we can't dress up as like, white people can't dress up as like.
Native Americans or indigenous people.
All that. But like, I guess African American people,
yeah.
I think, they're, you know.
Yeah, it's less spooky.
Yeah.
It's less weird.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
It's like when BB wore a very Asian Chinese look in All Stars 3 and no one batted an eye.
Yeah, Katy Perry got roasted for just wanting pretty cherry blossoms, which I loved. She had that pink hair.
No.
I loved that. I thought it was pretty. She obviously wasn't doing any disrespect, but, you know, I'm a dumb white person.
I mean, I hear you. I'm half white.
I didn't even get into AMDA.
Yeah. It's weird. I have I feel mixed privilege in some spaces. I feel very white in some spaces. I don't, but like I like celebrating fashion and culture. But I understand if I need to slow my roll, if a culture doesn't need me to express myself with their garbs, especially when they're ceremonial. Like sometimes that happens, especially with native garbs. Like
yeah,
native
that's a good point.
Garbs.
And also, when the person wearing it just has literally no clue what they're even referencing.
Yeah,
I will say though, this Halloween. I thought we were done with dressing up as a Native American for Halloween. And I saw like 10 dudes at this one party. I was like, this is very documented.
Wait, if Cher can still do it, why can't Fags?
Still do it though?
She does half breed.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And like, it's one of those things where I would not try to tell Cher not to do half breed. But is she allowed to do Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves?
Well,
because I know Gypsies is a slur now, too.
Does she get any... Yeah, technically they're Romas from the Roma culture. Does Cher get any leeway because she's Armenian, which is a group that's been very...
Are they Gypsies?
I'm bad at math.
They can be.
I'm sure that they're a group that has probably been called Gypsy as a pejorative at some point, but that doesn't make them a Roma Gypsy.
Right. Yeah. They've suffered a lot of oppression. If your people have suffered a number of oppression...
There is math
I didn't
involved.
Like Bernadette Peters and Gypsy.
We need to
I
come
like
up
Bette
with
Midler.
A gay equation. Like, that's like, it's like a fucking, what's
if,
that?
If you're allowed, if you're, BuzzFeed determines if your proposed Halloween costume is offensive.
Yeah, it's like a long division sort of thing where you're like.
Shoots and ladders for sure.
And if you come up with a number that's over one, you get to wear that.
I just don't get why it matters to anybody that much that they would want to do something that could offend someone. You
that's
know?
True.
Like,
that's
if,
true.
If you're just thinking of it objectively, like, is there a chance that I'm going to make somebody's night bad by putting on this offensive outfit? Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
It's why is it so important to you to do it? What is happening inside of your decision-making process? And you're like, but I deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I deserve to wear whatever I want. I'm white.
Right.
No wasabi kimonos.
Yeah, so
no
anyway, long
kimonos.
Story short, no wasabi kimono.
Smart. Okay, next question. The lip sync song you slay. Do you pick a performance of Gaga's In the Shallows, where you piss yourself?
Oh.
As a nod to the film.
As a nod to Fergie.
Let's play some basketball.
Or B, a performance of Over the Rainbow where
you piss yourself.
where your black and white look becomes color.
Oh. Well, there's a reveal.
That's impossible.
It does sound hard.
You can't change makeup like that.
Oh, I think you just mean the
maybe
look.
The dress. Yeah, maybe the dress.
But if you're not going to do, I'd say the first one, Shallow.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I think it's a more
Gaga
dynamic
could be a
song.
Judge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Shallow. It's not plural.
Oh, my God. Oh. How humiliating.
How humiliating.
Oh, my God. Would you like to take my gay card away from me, please? Go.
This and post-apocalyptic?
I might...
That's two points. I'm losing.
Hey, who knows? They might Merle Ginsburg my ass and get a new host in here.
Oh,
you know?
Shit.
They're already down one. Hey, Nicole.
Hey, girl.
Hey, I'm on the set of Nailed It.
How's set life? Great. Next question. You have only two more questions left. The next question is the finale, Luke.
Okay.
Do you A, wear an all amethyst rocky geode fantasy bathed in purples, charcoals, and tiny touches of gold? Or B, wear a Pikachu-inspired mini dress that reveals slash evolves into a Raichu-inspired capelet covered in lightning glitter?
Number one sounds bulky and hard to lip sync. Number two, at least there's a reveal.
There is a reveal.
But you're not feeling
it. Is it contributing to the culture in a meaningful way, or is it just kind of hopping on to the Pokemon Go bandwagon, which I'm not on. I'm not judging anyone here.
Oh, yeah.
But
your
I'm
truth.
Not on it. What do you... Should we call John, or should we save that? We should save it for the next
Ask
one.
Ask John.
I'm gonna go with whatever Willem says.
I say the second one.
Okay, we'll do the Pikachu.
Okay,
Raichu,
and I don't Pokemon Go either.
Yeah, no.
Just to go on record.
Who has time?
Who's got the time?
When it came out, I did.
When?
Where?
When? I did when it came out, and it was a real waste of my time. Real dumb.
I did it briefly when it came out, and I was in New York, so I was walking all over the place anyway.
Right.
But in Los Angeles, you're going to get hit by a car.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing? You can't just walk around the streets of Los Angeles trying to catch Pokemons.
No.
And you don't get anything, right?
Nothing.
I don't get it.
And there's always, like, really, like, people who are super dedicated who are just going to be better at you at it. And it's like, what's the point?
Oof. Bad.
Okay, bonus question. Winner speech.
This isn't the last question, right?
It's not the last question. This is a bonus question. Winner speech. It can be something short and sweet or something long and speechy. Totally up to you. Short and sweet, like a happy, you know, like it's monsoon season.
Louder, faster, funnier.
Yeah. Oh, are you asking for one?
I am asking for one.
Because I think we've all wanted to hear Willem's acceptance speech.
Oh, my God, I would live.
At the Tony Academy Drag Race Awards.
Shoot for the stars because you'll never be one. Stolen from a 3-time Drag Race loser. Raven Season 2, Raven All-Stars, Naomi Smalls.
Damn.
That's she was good. Like a raven baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. She writes that at the very end.
She writes it on the mirror. It's great. So cunt. It puts the C in
so
cunt.
So cunt.
I put the N in cunt. She put the C in cunt.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, she has no charisma. Never mind.
Whoa.
Just talent?
Oh, Raven? Yeah, she's talented.
She's fucking talented. Okay, final question. This question is called Post Drag Race Tea Spill. Do you A?
I got served.
You did?
No, they tried to serve me.
Oh, my God.
They came to my house twice.
And, really?
But you know lawyers.
Oh, is it like a cease and desist? How did they try to serve you? Like, they were escalating the cease and desist?
Husband, lawyer, recognizes a process server. They were trying to serve me.
Oh, wow. So that meant that they had filed.
That's did it get thrown out? What
my happened? Manager told me I had to write a letter saying I was sorry. Because I was talking about workplace conditions on set and how they were bad and that people got hurt and there were certain things. And like, so my apology said something like, I'm sorry, there were absolutely no human trafficking, little to no blood diamonds. Like, I really gave it to him. I apologize for everything under the sun. Human trafficking.
But to the casual listener who doesn't necessarily know about like the legal process of getting sent to cease and desist, a cease and desist is meaningless. It's just, it's literally a letter
on. They just need to do it to have like basis for the lawsuit that they're going to do later when you don't cease or desist.
Right. It's just the first process. But to have a process server come to your house is a big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a big deal in the sense that a production company only has to spend a couple of $100 to hire one,
but
you do have to have a court filing.
They want you scared.
Yeah. There's a court filing in process. They've gone through that measure.
Be on Drag Race. We're a family.
Oh, girl. The more I see behind the curtain, it's like, no.
I look forward to your cease and desist about discussing your cease and desist.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's a reason the Unreal producers also produced The Bachelorette. You know? Like, it's great.
That show's
great.
Yeah,
Jeffrey Boyer Chapman shared some real nuggets, heartbreaking nuggets.
He's going to be a judge on Drag Race Canada, and he's fine as fuck.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Ridiculous.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He's shocking.
Yeah, I fuck his husband too.
Shocking.
That's very East Siders.
now available on Netflix.
Guys, all four seasons of A Gay Narrative, which is unlike anything else that's been told, is available for your viewing pleasure. Don't sleep on it.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Or just play it while you're sleeping, too.
Yeah, we just care about the views.
Get the numbers. Wait, there's no season 5, right?
No.
Oh, question mark?
Fourth and final. I mean...
Fourth and final.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
She's done with this budget. It's an independently produced show, and it's really cool.
You know
that
what?
It's
so am
this,
I, actually. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work for this.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I'm good.
It's, yeah. So if I revisit it,
putting
at any
your wig
point
on
in
and
the future,
grabbing your heels, yeah,
it'll either not be on this budget level, which I don't really see happening in the fifth season
right.
of a show. Yeah, no. You know, like it's when can you think of like? And in season five, they got picked up as a Netflix original.
Every season you've gone up though. It went from like the internet to logo to. Netflix.
Yeah.
And I feel like our face is just like pressed against that ceiling.
Yeah.
You know, like we've accomplished what I think
we had
we
a
can
billboard.
Do. We had a fucking billboard.
Middle of West Hollywood. And then right by the IHOP, we were replaced by a syphilis billboard.
Syphilis.
Which I saw as a lateral move.
You have a lot of money to tell you not to get syphilis.
I think it's cause and effect. I think people watched these sites, got syphilis, and we needed to spread awareness about
how
to treat
it. Who hasn't had syphilis? I've had it. It's easy. Everyone's so scared of it. It's easy to get rid of.
I've had chlamydia, but never syphilis.
I've had both.
Well,
I think
don't brag.
Same time.
Just saying.
Oral.
I've had. Oh, I don't know.
I've
wait,
had
do they
oral
tell you?
Chlamydia at least once.
Yeah. I had just slept with a couple, so I had to. It was very embarrassing, and I had
Trey
to go.
Trey Eastsiders.
I had to call them and be like, "Hey, I gave you both syphilis for sure."
Or they gave it to you.
Hope we sleep together again, possibly.
Don't assume.
I have the screen caps from hookup texting me. Hey, blah 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 blah. I want to save all the ones that I've ever had.
Please.
There's a couple.
Okay, final question. Post Drag Race tea spill, do you A, tell Jake Yonce that Ru injects stem cells into her face before filming every morning? Or B, you tell Entertainment Weekly you found a piece of paper on the first week of filming that had the elimination order written out?
Okay, I'm going to call John on this one.
We're phoning.
We're going to phone.
We're phoning
phone
a fag.
This fag is very near and dear to me. He's my husband. He's the executive producer of Eastsiders, the series, now available on Netflix, and he plays Ian.
Wow.
And he's foine. And I feel like the only reason Willem agreed to do the Palm Springs episode
He said he would be
three.
In a white Speedo.
And
he
wasn't.
Him
John on set in a
That's
white Speedo.
Ever. Do we have
hey
someone on the line? Hello. Hi,
hello.
Hi, hello. Hi, welcome. You're listening to Dragger. We called you to be a part of this stupid segment called Phone a Fag on Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner, and we need your expertise.
I hope I can help.
I'm sure you can. May I read the question to you?
Yes, please do.
The question is called Post Drag Race Tea Spill. We're deciding right now if it's better to A, tell Jake Yonce that Ru injects stem cells into her face every morning before filming, or B, tell Entertainment Weekly you found a piece of paper on the first week of filming that had the elimination order written out.
Ooh, I think I feel like you should go to Jake Yonce.
Okay. Okay,
screw
because...
EW.
I feel like Jake Yonce is more powerful in our community.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, great. Do you feel comfortable with that?
I feel great. Thanks for your help, babe.
I love
awesome.
Your community power, John.
All right,
Bye.
Thank you. You're my favorite on Eastsiders.
Rude.
Mine too.
Fucking mean.
He gets a really hot arc this season.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. He gets to finally have some fun with, spoiler alert, with the boys.
Ooh. Okay, I can't wait.
Hey, where's my money?
Willem
is
texts.
Texting someone to give him his money. Great. Okay, we're ready to review the answers.
Well, okay, well, so this one we have to give an answer to. I don't know that we agreed with John yet.
Oh, yeah, you tell me. Yeah, you're
challenging
you're right.
Here because it's like you got a pro-con whether or not you're coming for RuPaul or not. I don't want her yelling at me on Hollywood Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. She can come back for seconds. I don't give a fuck. I'll tell her again.
So I think we know what choice you're going to make. You're going with Jake Yonce or are you going with EW?
I went with EW for my elimination, but one of the things I said, one of my bullshit excuses between the time of the press
right.
and the reunion was I got kicked off because she found out I had an abortion and I wouldn't give her the stem cells. Because normally she encourages the abortion. She loves them because the girls give her the stem cells. But I was like, I'm keeping mine. They're not yours. It's proprietary. And she was like, no, you're going to need to go. So she put on a green kimono and told me to go.
Right.
She was kind of wearing a wasabi kimono. No, it was emerald. It was
facts.
Emerald. Sorry.
Can't wait for the Instagram account. True, real drag race facts. to meme this story.
Wow, so are we going EW or are we going Jake Yonsei? Because it kind of seems like you did both.
I'll go with whatever John wants to do.
I feel like, yeah, but can we like add the caveat that we leak it to Jake Yonsei? You don't want your fingerprints on this. Or you do want your fingerprints on this?
No, I don't want my fingerprints on it.
Okay.
Okay.
You pick.
Okay, so, okay. I think we're going Jake Yonsei.
Great. Okay. Awesome. Great, great, great. Here we go. You've finished answering all the questions. We're going to review the questions. We're going to find out.
They said it couldn't be done.
No one believed that you could answer 14 questions.
I'm an old woman now.
They thought you'd leave. They thought you'd go home early. They thought you'd throw up off the side of the stage, but you didn't.
It's going to be dark outside.
You stayed. I know. Which is why we'll get through this.
As a family.
As a family. You have 7 points. You need 10 to make the top four or 14 to win this fake season of Drag Race. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Of course we are. For the Snatch Game, you chose to play a really horny Martha Washington. That was correct.
Yeah.
Giving you 8 points.
Always be horny in the Snatch Game.
Always be horny. It worked with Mary Berry on the UK one.
Always be horny, period.
Always be horny.
You want to come up and fuck me in the ass.
It does.
Sounds really fun. Yeah, we can talk later. It's like all the things you learn bottoming, you know, it takes years to learn. And now I feel like now in my mid-30s, I wish I could have used that knowledge in my early 20s.
Yeah, by the time you know it, it's too late.
Could have used it in my early teens.
Oh, Jesus.
Truly. Truly. Uncle Joe?
There's a piece of celery I need to apologize to.
Oh, my God. Someone told me this fucking crazy story that I'm going to say really quick. They grew up in a gardening family. And they grew cucumbers.
Oh, yeah.
And apparently there was a prize-winning cucumber, girthy, huge, that he could not resist but shove up his ass.
He pickled it.
He pickled it.
Oh,
he
God.
Cleaned it and put it back in the fridge.
Wow.
Because his parents would have known where it went.
Wow.
If he couldn't have said it was gone, he just chose to clean it and his family ate it.
Okay.
Okay. For the bonus question, you gave me a sassy one-liner, and that was also correct. Bringing you
top
to...
Top four, bitches.
Nine. We're really close.
Know your math. You will be in the bottom eight.
For the Fosse Verdon Choreo Challenge, you chose All That Jizz. This is your chance to get in the top four. I'm sorry to say... You've made it into the top four. Congratulations.
Yes, look at that.
You get to do a weird dish track choreographed by the one and only Todrick Hall. Congrats.
Give me a deposit. No, I'm kidding. He's my friend. I'm allowed to say that. I'm allowed to say that.
Give it to me up front. For the Celeb Critique Clapback.
Was that who you were calling and asking for the money from?
No. No, it was a tour promoter that hasn't paid me yet.
The Celeb, please.
Give me my money.
Give me my money.
My money.
For the Celeb Critique Clapback. Clap Black.
Uh-oh.
I'm canceled. You chose to lose your cool on Meghan McCain, which we all know. Is correct.
Yeah, of course.
You have 11 points. You're 3 away from winning this season of Fake Drag Race.
I feel good about this.
We've only just begun.
Yeah.
For the Condiment Ball, you chose the trio of looks that had the mustard jumpsuit, the sriracha plastic bottle look, and the ranch-inspired white trash trailer look. And that was... Oh, God, this kills me. Because it was correct.
And we're sweeping this thing.
Wow, you're sweeping. Is that 12 or 13?
32.
Is that 12 or 13?
And a half. Don't forget the half.
32 and a half.
Oh, my God. Let's see.
Uncut.
8, 9, 32 10,
and a half
11,
inches
12.
Uncut.
That was 12.
Okay.
Centimeters.
12 beautiful inches.
You can't do 32 inches. Maybe. I don't know.
For the lip sync song,
that
you
doctor
slay.
On Santa Monica in town. Fairfax, yeah.
You chose the non-existent song In the Shallows, which canceled me and got my gay card revoked. You chose that over the rainbow because it was just too damn hard. And that was... I'm sorry that was wrong.
No.
You didn't tell us that it was a post-apocalyptic over the rainbow.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
I should have.
Post-apocalyptic.
I should have mentioned that it was post-apocalyptic. I did not do that. I'm sorry. But as you know, the reveal, sometimes going nasty in a lip sync can go south.
That's true.
How was Shallow going to be nasty?
Because you pissed yourself.
Oh, that's funny.
But also, it's a Drag Race first. I can't think of another queen that pisses herself in a lip sync. I've seen it at Precinct, but I don't know that I've ever seen it on Drag Race.
I saw Alaska get pissed on while she was doing Right? I Always Love You.
But is Drag Race ready for that?
I mean, if it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
It's like Sharon bleeding out of her mouth. Like, somebody peeing on Drag Race would be so fucking hilarious.
Fucking good.
I want
Just
somebody
after
for
they eliminate and leaving a puddle. Fine, clean this up. No, because then someone... See, that's the other thing. If you're mad at Ru and do something like gaggy like that, some PA's got to clean that
up.
Yeah,
it's like yelling at your waiter.
Like, I threw up my
Never
own,
ever do it.
I threw up my own, cleaned up my own throw up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's so nice.
Yeah.
But Detox peed in the Snatch Game. They didn't love it.
That wasn't real pee.
Right.
But Carmen did pee in bottles and the trash can.
Why?
They wouldn't let the girls out to go pee.
Oh, my
God. They literally, it was like school again, honestly. They would treat people like we were in school. Except in school, they learn your name. Sometimes they called Latrice La Something over the walkie.
La Something?
Yeah, a lady named Heather did that. She's the one that picked the glass out of
Chantel's
back.
You can't see this,
but
I'm aghast. That's so lame.
Yeah, and that was the night they gave us, I've told this story so many times, $75 for 12 people to eat at like 10:30 at night. There wasn't even enough to get like a Taco Bell value meal. So Chad, me, and Latrice all just wouldn't get in the vans. We put our foot down. We sat them down. We're like, what's our name? Then they couldn't tell us our names. It was so funny. Because they have a badge with all of our boy and girl pictures on it. One side is each.
Yeah.
And they still didn't know our names by like the second week. We were like, fuck y'all. Y'all making money off of us and don't even know our names, calling Latrice La Something.
I feel like they've had to change
it. A white lady calling Latrice La Something. No, they don't.
Flat out racist.
They still have those cards.
What?
Yeah. And they need them because just, like if you're saying, hey, we need camera over there.
Right.
You know.
But that's just nice. Good old fashioned racism.
Hmm. Maybe.
You have three more opportunities.
Oh, we gotta get two
You need
points.
At least 2 points.
Okay.
Okay. For the lips, you already did that one. For the finale look, you chose to do a Pikachu that goes into Raichu Pokemon thing because there was a reveal.
Mm-hmm.
You really need this. And you got it. That was correct.
Okay. All right. I stand corrected. I'm glad I decided to.
The reveals. Reveals are back.
Go with the drag.
Reveals are back. We had the postmodern reveal moment in season 11, but now reveals are back. For the winner speech.
Brooklyn Heights.
Right.
The best.
Bruh something.
No, she had a coat that said reveal on it.
Oh, yeah. No, this is awesome.
She turned around and said, it's coming or something. It
like,
was
this
so
was
smart.
A reveal, like reveal or whatever.
Well,
like,
in season 10,
here comes the reveal.
Aquaria looked like a fucking popcorn box.
That
All
was
these
wild.
Girls were like fucking botanical gardens that were unfolding.
She looked like a fucking cupcake liner.
Who cares? It was fucking great.
It was amazing.
Sick-a-ning.
And I think we were all very much robbed by what probably would have been like the height of this with Shangela's All-Stars like look that she never got to do the reveal on because of the voting thing. Because they had all of the girls like decide who got to be in
of
the
course.
Top two. And she was just in there like dressed up like with a fully inflated dress. It's like something's happening. I want to see it so bad.
Heartbreaking.
Wait, that was her lip sync?
She didn't get to do it.
Why? But why would that have been good?
This was like peak,
being inflatable.
Well, no, because like, there was obviously a reveal under it.
Yeah, but what was the song?
I think there was like, that was
wrecking
a wrecking
ball.
Ball.
Oh, so she was going to look like a silver wrecking ball?
There was,
maybe.
I don't know.
That would have been cool, but if it was just that spiky thing that she wore, that I don't think.
No,
it
was
no,
like
it
was
would
balloons
come
that
undone.
She was like going to pop or something underneath a big coat. I don't know. We'll never know.
I believe that there was something. I'd have to look it up. I'm sure somebody listening knows.
Huh.
On this live
They'll
broadcast.
Know. They'll know.
Yeah.
Jake Yonsei, tell us what we got wrong. And he'll know. So you need one, at least one, either this bonus question or the Drag Race tea spill.
Two shots, gotta get one right.
Oh God, I really hope this is right. For the winner speech. You said something very funny that I can't remember.
Shoot for the stars because you'll never be one.
A little bit of an homage to Drag Race.
A verbatim
quote, which can work really well. Was it too literal? Or was it too literal enough?
They love a reference.
It was correct, which means you've won a fake season of Drag Race.
Excellent.
What You guys have won a Fix His Nutri. How does it feel?
We did it.
The judging was interesting.
I feel amused.
I was amused.
But that's what you do. You play the game and you go.
It's going to be hell getting these bags packed.
This is the first time I think two people have won a fake season of Drag Race together as a single hive mind.
That's right.
I mean, they tried on All Stars 1.
Oh, right. So we did kind of get All Stars here.
You got All Stars 4'd. Yeah. So good work.
Wait, who won on 4?
Of course, Trinité and Monet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. That's another great example.
That. I will say you got the last question wrong, but you don't need it.
Doesn't matter,
because you've won. Wow, what are you going to do with yourself?
Oh, so John's answer with the Jake Yonce versus the EW.
Wrong.
Can't wait to tell him.
Didn't I tell you?
You knew.
I was on the show.
You knew.
I was on the program.
Thank you so much for doing our silly podcast. I'm gagged to have you guys here. I'm a huge fan of everything you do. What can we plug before we go? Any social medias? Any TV shows on the horizon?
We got a new spinoff of East Siders called East Spiders, where it's just gay spiders on the east side of Los Angeles. We also have another spinoff called Weast Spiders, where it's just the plot of East Siders, but every single character is played by Diane Weast.
Creech.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Yeast Spiders. We're spiders and we're making bread.
Arachnophagia, and we have baby. Well, okay, great. Stay tuned. That's coming to Quibi next week.
It's all coming to Quibi, baby.
Oh, my God. I have a Quibi show.
Oh, my God. That's right. Do you have writers yet?
Yeah, we have some great ones.
Great.
Quibi, Fashions of Drag next year, 2020. 130 episodes.
130?
Yep.
What? Are you serious right now?
I got a job.
Fuck yes, congrats.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Wait till you see my wigs. And then Shop Cover Boy, my makeup line.
Yes.
You won't have to clean your brushes. And
oh
then
my God.
Check out my YouTube.
That Twitter pic you posted the other day, which was an amazing promotion for Cover Boy.
God is good when we do it every time.
Thank you so much. Rate and review us on the iTunes. Thanks for listening to Drag Her. Till next time.
Drag her.
Drag her. Bye.
Bye. Still about to throw some shade. Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.